Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear you, dude.
You can't hear me?
Okay. Talk. Say something else.
Say something else. Something else.
Oh, there. Okay. Now you're better. Okay. Now. Wow. Okay. Cool.
You know what? It's funny. I'm trying something different with microphones.
I don't even want to talk about this.
It sucks.
Oh, so you got yourself a real doll, huh? Wow, imagine that.
Yeah, welcome to the show. This is Green Ideas Radio, as I said before, and we're here every Friday night at 9 p.m. And, well, I am. John hasn't been here for the last 2 weeks. So, are you ready?
Be going through a little bit of shit.
What do you got to whine about? What's going on with you?
I'm not going to whine tonight. I'm just going to state for the fact. We had to have our bathroom completely ripped out and the whole the shower area completely ripped out and redone. It sucked. I'm not going to get into all the specifics, but Whoever did it before didn't do a very good job. I'll leave it at that. That's being kind. Yeah, we had all that shit done. The pipes nearly froze a couple nights ago. That's another issue. I don't want to open up a can of worms. I really don't. So I'm going to leave it at that. We have house issues, and they're fixed now. And so me and Maggie are now living in bliss. It took a year in something, but we're living in bliss. Everything's been fixed, and here we are. And son of a bitch, we've been really, really busy. So I'll leave it at that.
Well,
I'm being honest.
Welcome back. We missed you, and I had 2 weeks of the psychic chef, and that was interesting.
Oh, neat.
But we had a good time.
I didn't even listen. It was interesting. Okay, so it went well, or it kind of like didn't.
Yeah, it went well. We had the first. It was 2 weeks ago. He had two readings. Your buddy William Horn called in and
got
a reading.
I love that guy. He's balls out. No pun intended.
Yeah, it was actually a good show. And then the psychic chef filled in for you when you had the frozen pipes last week, and we carried on.
That was a fucking nightmare. That was an absolute fucking nightmare. Oh, well, we're going to have callers in tonight, by the way.
No, we're not, because I canceled them. Here's why.
What?
I got 44 food news articles, and
what?
I've been asked today from several people about calling in. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Next week. Because I didn't know this shit. So now you got to tell me this shit. But I just got home.
You're killing me.
Next week, we're going to have an open mic. And we're going to do a show where everybody's going to call in. And we're going to let them know in advance, well in advance. And if they want to call in and shoot the shit, I'm not going to have any food news. By the way, our blog on the food news has become very, very popular. So,
well, that's because of me.
I spent all this damn time putting together all this food news, and I'll be damned if I'm throwing it out tonight.
You don't understand something. I specifically told people on Facebook this evening that they could call in. It'll be like one or two people, and it should be a quick conversation, but it could turn into something super awesome.
Well, I'm not going to take their calls.
Oh, you're killing me! Oh God, I feel like you hit by the bottom of my feet with a bat. Now I can't walk. It's like the book Misery.
Well, I've got a couple of messengers. Like 5 minutes before the show, people wrote me and said, "Hey, what's the number? I'm calling in tonight." I'm like, "Well, no, you're not."
Oh, you're killing me. Now I'm going to upset people. I'm going to upset people. Oh, my God.
Next week they can
call
in.
We've always been jonesing for people to call in. Now nobody can call in.
I know, but I didn't know this shit. I spent all afternoon doing this.
I just got home. Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me.
All right. Hey, by the way.
As he sinks the dagger into my mind. What?
I've got a surprise for you tonight. All right.
Wait, a discount on labels?
Well, before we go to our food
we ordered a lot of labels, dude. We ordered a shit ton of labels.
I know you ordered. I know. Well, I wouldn't call it shit ton, but you did order a lot.
It's a shit ton. Are you kidding? How many tens of thousands? Shit ton. Right.
Shit ton. You ordered a shit ton, and thank you very much for the order. By the way,
not a problem.
I'll go ahead and plug myself.
Right, you can do this, but I can't get people to call in for DEF CON. You're killing me.
Hey, if you need labels or any kind of packaging or bags or whatever for your food.
After
I've been
7 years,
doing this,
it comes out.
For 32 years I've been selling packaging. So if you want
and
packaging.
And for the last seven, he's been zipped about it.
You can call
me. Oh, see, now I'm getting shit already on my phone.
I know.
What do you mean you're not taking calls? Oh, yeah. Hey. They got on my phone, dude. Hey. Oh, God.
Hey, Ass wife. I don't interrupt you.
All right. You got a guy called Scott Michaels. You have a guy called Scott Michaels right now on hold, he said. He's on hold right now.
Yeah, I know. He's on hold. I see. What am I supposed to do?
Put him through. Please, just do me one favor. Put him through.
All right, tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to do your little promo for DEF CON sauces.
No, I won't.
I'll bring him on.
Whoa. No, because I got no promos left. My sale's already over. So I got no promos. Buy DEF CON sauce and wing sauce. No promos.
Shut up and let me finish my promo. If you need labels or if you need packaging, contact me at Foodie. You're fucking up my ad. Contact me at foodieradio@gmail.com and I can help you get labels for your bottles and for your packaging and film and bags.
And
okay,
the prices they have are amazing. They are amazing prices. They really, 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 really are. Been in business for 15 fucking years and they got great prices on labels. Call him. There you go. See?
All right. Who's calling on here? Scott is his name?
Scott, yes. You got to get him in. He's
up my boat.
Yeah, you're getting fucked hard right now, John. Yeah, this is hysterical. Yeah, he's loving this shit. Put him on!
All right, hold on a second.
Son
I got to do
bitch.
That with surprise. I do have a surprise for you tonight. Well, now, but I've told other people not to call in, so...
Well, that sucks me and you, because we've been jonesing for people to call in. Now we're going to punt a ton of them, and you won't even do it. Oh, you're killing me.
In fact, I got two more now.
He just said he's bending you over. Dude, I am not to be bent over. I'm already married.
Hey, next
time.
And
not even asking permission, he just wrote. Dude. That's fucked up shit. This is what I'm getting texted right now. This is horrible stuff, dude. And he's laughing about it. And he's fucking laughing about it. This is rough. Come on.
All right, Scott. Hold on a second. Push this button.
You're killing me.
Scott, he screwed up my whole show. Good evening, Scott. How are you?
See what I'm gonna do, Scott? See what I gotta fucking do? Oh my God, it's horrible.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
Fucked up my show.
So what up?
Oh, I just wanted to ask what DEF CON's doing in 2019.
As we spoke about before, we will be re-releasing the Curb Stomp. There's the music. That's what I was looking for. We will be re-releasing the Curb Stomp into the populace. It's kind of a funny story about the Curb Stomp. We put it out there. It won it was a second or third place in the Screaming Memes, and nobody really bought it. And all of a sudden, after we said it was going to be discontinued, everybody wanted it. So we're in the middle of making a whole bunch of new bottles of all the DEF CON products after 15 years. We're making all new bottles, and one of them will be the Curb Stomp for 2019. To answer your question.
Well, I can't wait, and for anyone out there, DEF CON literally makes the best wing sauce on the planet.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. You're a believer, and I appreciate those guys. And yeah, I'm glad we're able to make you laugh. He bends me over a lot on the show. It kind of happens, and it hurts after a while. You know, it really hurts. My shits take an hour to get out of my ass in the morning. It just God, he packs it right. That's just it's horrible stuff. Oh, Dios.
Make sure to defend yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
So, Scott, I have a question. What did he pay you to call in so he could promote about his new product in 2019?
I literally have nothing to do with them. I'm a medical student in upstate New York, and I just stumbled upon his sauces. I'm a completely random person.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, right.
See that?
Yeah, right.
Oh, please. He's upstate New York. That's Buffalo wing sauce territory, and he likes our stuff better.
It's
so,
100% true. I would not lie about something like this on the air or in person. I met him for the first time at the Hot Sauce Expo last year and got Woo-hoo! To try the most neutral extract ever made, the Zero.
There it is. See that? Hey, see, mm-hmm. Frank, see, this is one of our, we call them DEFCON acolytes. He's an acolyte. This is good.
And honestly, you wouldn't even need to show me anyway, because your sauces kind of speak for themselves, so you wouldn't even need it.
Well, I appreciate that. No, but it's nice to meet everybody. I mean, the New York City Hot Sauce Expo is one of those shows that if you're anywhere in the area, I mean, even if you're not, just go. You're gonna have a ball. I mean, this show for 2019. This thing's gonna be epic. This is gonna be dumb. I don't know if we're doing the wing sauce, the death match or not. I have no idea. Don't care. I'll find out later. It's a show of shows, and Frank was supposed to go last year, but bowed out last minute. But that's beside the point. I got an Airbnb you can stay at, Frank, too. If you need an Airbnb, I already got a buddy. He's already booked four people that went on the Airbnbs a block from the show.
Hey, when is this show again? April? Is it April?
April. I think it's April 13th. I'm gonna look here. I think it's like April 13th, if I'm not mistaken. NYC Hot Sauce Expo.
13th and 14th, 2019.
There it is. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, 13th, 14th. 13th is that's the grandiose day. Sunday, there's a bunch of stuff going on both days, but Saturday is kind of like the wham day, because that's when Saturdays are nuts. Saturdays are freaking nuts, because you got a bunch of people that've been here every year for these things, plus a whole bunch of people that never have been, and it's fun. It's fun to watch the people that've been there for years teaching the people what to do and what not to do that are there for the first year. I laugh my ass off every year. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I brought out a friend of mine who had never been into hot sauce before, and you were the first booth we went to, and it blew his mind.
It's fun. It's such a fun show. And maybe Frank can make it next year, Frank.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking, hey, since I'm not really into hot sauce and I don't understand that
Doesn't
shit
matter.
Anyway, can I bring a hot woman with me?
You can. I don't know how much you have to pay her to go with you, but hey, that's fine by me. Oh, look at that.
No.
Frank, honestly, it doesn't matter what your tolerance is. There is a sauce for every man, woman,
yes.
child, or otherwise.
Correct. Yeah, you do mild to crazy. I mean, whatever you want to do. Everything in the middle. I mean, it's covered.
I'll have to check it out.
People
Scott,
think that there's some
have...
sort of, you know, like, entrance. There is none.
Do you?
No. No.
Scott, do you have
like
a,
it.
Do you have a hot sauce, Scott?
No, I don't. I'm just a person who eats a ton of them.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Frank, I didn't pay him a dime. I didn't pay him a dime for this.
This is
just funny shit. He's talking about you bending me over. I'm like, you got to get him on the fucking air, dude. This is bullshit.
John, just know I'll never do you dirty like Frank does.
Oh, man. Who's tossing salad? What? No, never mind.
Hey, guess what? I have another caller. Do you want to take it now?
Hey, why not?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like my purpose has been served for my own personal gratification.
It has.
Yes.
And Scott, I thank
yes,
you
thank
for
you,
this.
Scott.
This is very cool.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Love your sauces.
Show.
Can't wait to meet you again. And obviously, I'll be buying a lot more.
See you in April,
All
dude.
Right.
Actually, see you in April.
Take care.
Have a good one,
Later.
Folks. Thanks for the time.
Yep.
Bye.
Later. All right.
See that?
See
that was cool, man. That was fucking cool. Come on.
All right, let's see here. We dropped that caller. Let's pick up the other one. Hey, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Woo-hoo.
267. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
267. Woo-hoo.
All right, food news.
I guess they just called
Drive it. I hear breathing, but I hear no voice, so hopefully he's still alive. Go to food news.
All right, I've got a surprise for you. Now I got another caller coming in. Jesus Christ, how many people did you tell call in?
Hey, man. Hey, dude. Hey.
All right, let me try this again. Hold on before I go to food news. Gray and Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Hi. Oh, voice! We have a human! We have a human!
Who's this?
Anthony.
Oh,
Anthony.
I know this Anthony. Oh, he's been on this. He's been on here before. I know this guy.
Well, Anthony was one of the people, John, that asked me if he could call in, and I said, no, we didn't have time to take callers tonight because you hadn't told me that you had lined up all these people to call into the show.
I didn't know to line them up. I shouted out tonight, and everybody answered. How about that?
So then I had to dust off Anthony and tell him, no, dude, don't call in because I don't have time. And then
off Anthony. Oh, my God. I just dust off Anthony.
Well,
I hope you're gentle.
Oh my God. Probably the reason you probably guys didn't want me to call in is, you know, I had too many beers in me, so, you know.
Well, I got a shit ton of beers in me. I don't know what the problem is.
Two beers in you? Get out of here.
Hell yeah. We do the show drunk all the time. Anthony, were you calling up to tell DEFCON Sauces and John what a wonderful person he is and what great sauces he has, or did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'm a sucky person.
No. John sucks, but his sauces are good.
There you go. See, there it is. I'm an asshole. I'm a total asshole. I'm the whole ass.
Yeah, he is a total asshole, just like me.
I am. I'm a total fucking asshole. I am. No, I admit it. It gets me ratings.
So, John, now that I've taken all your phone callers, can I now go to the food news?
Anthony, can we keep Anthony on? He can talk about food news, too. He can give some rebuttle. How about that?
Yeah, Anthony.
There it is.
Anthony,
that works. That works.
Here we go. John, we have another one.
We got another one?
Calls.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll go there.
We're getting popular, Frank. We got
another caller. All right, who's calling with area code 810?
That's me, Ferris Marenkos from Michigan.
Oh, Ferris, I love you, dude. You're awesome.
Making a party.
It is. This is a whole freaking party. This is awesome.
Welcome to the show.
What you guys
Ferris?
Up to?
This is basically the John DEFCON call-in show tonight.
Hey, it's been 8 years.
All right, you guys, I'm going to go do food news. And here's how this is going.
Oh, my God. Boy, are we rude.
Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to let everybody
stay on.
Come on,
guys. Hurry up with the food, man. I'm hungry.
I'm going to let everybody stay on, but we have to follow rules here since there's five of us. I think 5 of us on here now. So,
he's up that one full hand. The other one's missing a finger.
Do not speak until called on because John doesn't understand that rule.
Fucking rules. Oh, Jesus Christ. This fucking radio
I don't know
show.
What I'm called on. I don't even know my own fucking name. What is...
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. We're going to food news. Ready? Here we go.
Shoot.
Yep.
I was going to play my music, and it ain't working. Fuck.
Do you go crazy as cat? Or you
play
stick with
shit,
Jeff Hart?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, crazy as cat, Minnie Mouse. Yes.
There you go.
You finally listened to me, pal. Oh, Frank. Oh, you finally listened.
There you go.
That's Courageous Cat.
I found your song. Courageous Cat and what's the Minute Mouse?
Minute Mouse.
All right.
Minute Mouse will beat the shit out of Mickey Mouse any day of the week.
All right, we ready? This is going to be fun. All right, here we go. More than 165 million Americans shopped either in a store or online for Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday.
Where else did
it go? National Retail Federation. And more than 89 million people shopped both online and in stores, up nearly 40% from last year. Spending was consistent with the forecast and increased holiday spending over the months of November through December. Top shopping destinations during the weekend included department stores, of course,
yep.
online retailers, of course, grocery
yep.
stores, of course, and discount
yep.
stores. But here's the
how many people stole chickens?
A record. Hey, I got a story about that. A record $6.2 billion was spent online on Black Friday, a 23% increase over 2017. So,
yeah, people got more money in their wallet.
I was going to ask you, did you participate in this all this shit? Because I didn't.
No, actually, I was on the opposite side. I ran a Black Friday sale, and everybody was happy about it.
Hey, Ferris.
Yeah,
did you buy anything on Black Friday? Did you buy anything on Black Friday first?
I just a couple sauces that were good deals and then some Christmas gifts. That's about it. But I didn't go anywhere. You know, I sat on my ass in the comfort of my home, and that's it.
There it is.
Hey, Anthony, are you still awake?
Yep, I'm still here. Kind of.
Did you partake in Black Friday?
No.
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 In a word.
You and me both. All right. Moving along. Next story.
I'm not gonna read
this whole damn story, but there was a lady in Monroe County, Georgia, who was pulled
right.
over by the sheriff's deputies, and because she was speeding. When they pulled her over, they asked for her license, and she had a suspended license. On her front seat was a pack of blue cotton candy. You with me so far? Well, she
oh,
was
no.
arrested
yep.
because they did a roadside field test that said that inside the bag was meth instead of cotton candy. She spent 3 months in jail, and now she's suing the Monroe County, Georgia Sheriff's Department because it turned out it was actually cotton candy. But the problem is these roadside tests, they give false readings on cotton candy. Of course, they didn't know that at the time.
Wait.
So she's
what?
Okay.
Dude, this is so fucked up. This is like beyond fucked up. This is like totally fucked up.
Yeah, the reason why she had to pay a $1 million bond, she couldn't pay for the jail for the bond, so she stayed in jail for 3 months. Okay, after she got out, later the charges were dropped.
Who the hell do you know that could pay $1 million bond? That's 500 grand to a bond guy. Who can afford that shit? My God, she's in Georgia. Good God, man.
So anyway, my question is the lady at fault because she had a suspended license, or do you think the sheriff's department should pay her for the 3 months spent in jail?
I go for the latter. That's nonsense. I'm usually on the side of the cops on these, but dude, you're pulling over for blue cotton candy and rutting her up for meth. If they make meth into cotton candy, it's gonna make the carnival a hell of a lot funnier.
Wait, I thought this was like a Food Network type of thing.
Well, it's kind of food. It is food. I mean, you do eat cotton candy. It's a reach, but you
don't need meth.
You don't need meth, but
well,
I'll tell
you
what, they're going to
mess
in the cotton candy. That'd be something. What? No, that's
holy
coming out of Mexico.
Yeah, that'd
tomorrow.
Be a rush, dude.
Yeah, cotton candy meth.
That'd definitely be a rush.
There you go. The kids will love it.
Just on a side note, while she was in jail, two of her twin grandsons were born, so she missed the birth of her grandsons.
Yeah, now you're getting into real shit, like life stuff that they stopped her from having because she had blue freaking cotton candy.
But it gets better. When her son brought the baby.
Oh, no.
when the son brought the babies to jail to meet her, he was arrested on an outstanding bench warrant.
Oh, no.
Bench
warrant? Oh. When you hit the lottery, you get it good. Oh, my Lord. That's rough, dude. That's fucking rough. Oh, man. Where do you find this shit? That's crazy stuff.
No shit. I said the same thing. I thought it was like a Food Network thing, but, you know, he's finding all this fucking bullshit.
Moving along. All right, moving along. First thing I'll ask, hey, Anthony, how do you feel about global warming?
Well, it's pretty warm in here.
Oh boy, howdy. Wow, that was something.
The more beer you drink, the more warm you get.
Oh boy.
Hi, hey Ferris. How do you feel about global warming? Do you believe in such thing as global warming?
I don't know necessarily global warming, but I believe that there's climate change going on, and there's some effects that human beings are having on the earth to heat things up a little bit.
The planet's been globally climate changing for 4 billion years. I mean, it happens. That's how the earth works. If the earth didn't like the humans, it gets rid of them, it gets rid of us, just like they got rid of everybody else.
Yeah,
you ready for this story? You're going to like this story.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Commercial crabbers in Oregon and in California are suing 30 crabbers. Are suing Oregon and California and 30 fossil fuel companies, alleging the companies are to blame for climate change, which has hurt crabbing industry. The Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association has filed a lawsuit that points to scientific linkage between combustion of fossil fuels and ocean warming, which has affected the sex life of their crabbing season.
It couldn't be overfishing. No, not possible.
No. So they're suing all the gas companies and gasoline oil companies for screwing up the crabbing sector.
So grown men with crabs are suing the government because the government got rid of the crabs. So that's where we're going with this. Right. Got it. I'll mark that on the calendar.
Now, John, this is a good story for you. It's a story in New Jersey. You may not know this. New Jersey restaurants can now advertise that they can let their patrons bring their own alcohol after a federal judge found that the state law is unconstitutional.
And do you know what's happened because of this?
What?
This will blow your fucking mind. We just became business partners with our town in Jersey. And, dude, we met – there's a bar opened up in a big warehouse here. This is cool as shit. It's bring your own food.
Bring your own food?
It's awesome. It's going to be a total trend. It's bring your own food, and we're going partners with these guys because our shit's going to be on the table. But it's bring your own food joints because of what you just said. It's bam, everybody's bring is bring your own food place. Because bring your own alcohol, now you can bring your own food at bars because of that. It's the 180 degrees, but it holds up in court. Bring your own food. We have a bar. Bring your food.
According to the judge.
What about bring your own crabs?
Bring your own crabs. Yeah, bring your own crabs. Bring a date.
The judge ruled that it's an extension of freedom of speech, and it's going all the way to the Supreme Court. So there may be a point there that – if we may be able to take booze and food anywhere we want to go, and they can't stop us.
Well, you can't drink in public, though. You can eat in public, but you can't drink in public.
But you can do it inside the establishment if the restaurant allows you to.
Of course you can. Yeah, because you paid for it.
Nice. All right. Moving along.
Next.
As we know, Dunkin' Donuts has changed their name to now just Dunkin'. Dunkin is
really?
Testing Next. A self.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
So,
you guys have a Dunkin' Donuts
yeah,
kind of all around me. They've never changed them.
Well, they're changing.
Dunkin'
Donuts
sucks.
They're going
Next.
They're
going
to be all
well, no. I mean, the people that get done. Oh, no, no, no. You cannot take down. No, no, no. You cannot take down the sign.
Anyway.
Oh, no, no, no.
Next.
Dunkin' is trying.
Never shake the left hand.
Serve.
Never, never, never.
Dunkin' is trying a self-serve cold brew tap, order pickup lockers. They're going to actually have lockers where you can pick up your order.
All right,
great,
now.
Great, great.
And artificial intelligent technology that can help suggest.
They have artificial intelligence already. Look who works
yeah.
there.
Yeah, but listen to
yep,
that.
I'm in with
that.
Definitely.
It'll help suggest orders based on the customer's gender, age, and their mood. Now, how the fuck does
he's,
this
he's a
doing?
Guy,
right, Frank,
he's old,
gender?
And he's mad. So we're going to give him nothing. Well, what does that mean?
That's what it says.
see, you know, oh my God! See an old mad male guy, an old guy. You all get there mad, and they're gonna serve nothing because he's old male and mad. He's OMM.
The Dunkin' brand's VP of strategic initiatives notes that the company
wait! Say that. What was that title again?
Dunkin',
VP of Strategic Initiatives.
Of Strategic Initiatives. Boy, doesn't this sound like Dr. Goldblum. Oh, my God.
He knows that the company plans to embrace automation to rebrand. By moving forward automation for ordering, he adds, crew members can focus on preparing coffee and foods for their patrons.
Crew members? What is this, a fucking boat?
No shit. I don't like this one.
VP
crew members. Next.
Crew
members, why don't they name Dunkin' Donuts SF Minnow?
By the way, Dunkin' Donuts just this past week, they had a security breach, and if you have joined their mobile order and customer, I guess, frequent flyer plan, somebody broke into and hacked their
system. So Dunkin' Donuts sells water now?
So police officers around the United States should be scared.
Yes. Some usernames and passwords were obtained by third parties, gaining them access to customers' first and last names, their email addresses, and their perks account. So,
well, I don't know that
shit.
All right, anybody? Okay, Anthony, are you on the paleo diet? Are you
on
the paleo diet? Paleo diet.
Oh, this cracks me up.
No, boy, I can't wait.
No, you know what paleo is.
You know what paleo is?
No, it's paleo.
It's basically caveman eating is what it means.
Right.
Eating lots of
yeah,
lots
with,
of
without flame, with no flame, no flame.
Yeah, no flame, but it does basically just eating lots of protein and meats and just fresh vegetables. I guess you eat vegetables too, right, John?
Well, it depends if they're in a wheelchair or not.
Anyway,
it's a paleo diet, right? You said eating meat. I don't know. Where are we going with this?
That was probably one of the lowest politically incorrect things you have ever said on the show.
Well, fine. I got better ones. But anyway, hey, I'm from Jersey. I got a bunch of shit. No, but I'm sure. No, come on. The paleo diet. That's like yeah. It's like eating. Yes, yeah, it's caveman. It's caveman before Quest for Fire.
Well,
it's Korg 10,000 BC.
The reason I asked the question is because Kraft Heinz has purchased Primal Kitchens for $200 million because now
Primal
Kraft
Kitchens!
Is going into...
We call this stones with sticks. Primal Kitchen. What the fuck is a Primal Kitchen? Honestly, it's called a depression in the ground in which you throw wood and you light it on fire. That's
the
a Primal Kitchen.
Primal Kitchen was the name of the company. Anyway, yeah, Heinz purchased them and is going in the paleo diet business. All right, moving along.
Oh, good, good. That was out there. That one was out there. I'm waiting for Heinz bought it. I'm waiting for John Kerry's voice to come on the screen. Oh, my God.
All right. They did a survey for 2019.
Survey says.
And the survey said the most things and trends that are predicted for 2019 in the food industry are plant-based foods, robots, and artisanal donuts. Is that how you say it? Artisanal?
Robots, artisanal donuts. Man, that just scares me, the two together.
Oh, God. It makes me sick.
It's like the robots are making their own females. This is just bad.
Other trends will include globally inspired breakfast and brunch menus.
Wait a minute. Okay, stop. Stop. Globally inspired. Like what? Did Mars have a problem with this? They called the World Series. Why don't we get North America in this? Globally inspired. What the hell does that mean? Did the fish have a say?
I assume it has to do with different globally
inspired. Oh. Did the Pope talk about this when he's talking to the people? No, he didn't talk about globally inspired. Oh, he wanted globally inspired.
Other things that are going to be trends is finding ways to reduce food waste. Georgian cuisine. What the hell is that? Does anybody know what Georgian cuisine is?
That's Georgian. I think they're talking about Georgia and Russia. We're not talking about Atlanta. I think they're talking about Russia. Georgia, just south of Russia.
Not Russia. It's America, you asshole.
Oh, yeah, bite me.
And the last thing is reinvented teas. Now, I don't know what the hell reinvented teas are, but that's another trend. Reinvented teas.
So a guy already used it, but we're going to use it. We're going to make a light bulb out of this.
All right. Moving along. Have you guys ever used
tampons? No. Oh, what?
Kirkcumbers. Whoa. Easy, guys. Easy with the tampons. Right? All right, Max.
Have you ever used a spice called curcumin?
Curcumin.
I've witnessed it. I've never ate it.
Yeah, she's definitely curcumin.
Anyway, curcumin or curcumin comes from a turmeric.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's good stuff.
It comes from a turmeric.
Now that's sexist. Why? How about a him coming?
No, not her coming. Her coming. Cur. C-U-R.
Slur. Okay, a cur. Yeah, I get it. It's a slur. Okay, I get it.
Someone's coming.
Yeah, it's the way it should be.
Anyway, the purpose of that story.
I came in, so there's a lot of cum here, so we're all good.
The purpose of that story is if you eat curcumin, you'll have improved exercise capacity and antioxidant enzymes added to your diet. Moving along.
So if you eat her coming, you'll get better exercise.
Well, I came into the radio show, so we're coming pretty good here.
You know, it's it's an interesting ocular, but oh boy, you kind of a reach. But yeah, if you're coming, you're exercising. I'll give it that.
Nice.
All right.
That was Starbucks. Snatched out of the wrong news story.
Starbucks. Anthony, do you drink Starbucks?
No.
How about you, Ferris? Ferris?
Nope. I think he went to sleep.
Did he?
He went nighty.
Or did we lose? Oh, we lost him. He's gone. Did we upset him? No.
He's coming.
Some people can't take us.
You know, it's an acquired taste. Oh, yes, I went there.
Starbucks has signed a long-term renewable energy agreement. 340 Starbucks company stores in Illinois are going to be going with 100% renewable energy products by Enel Green Power North America.
Wait, you say Enel Green? Enel Green?
Enel.
What?
If you've got green coming out of your anal, you got to eat better.
Enel Green Power North America Incorporated. Yep.
All right, now we're going Enel Green.
We went green. Now we got to go anal.
Exactly.
Fucking Christ. All right.
That's crazy shit, dude. Right. I mean, no, anal green. Anal green. No, if green's coming out of your anal, you got to eat better.
All right, another straw
story. No more
story.
Pop-Tarts for you.
Sean, are you ready for a straw story?
Oh, paha.
Paha.
Yeah.
I'm
good.
Oh, the straw thing is fucking awesome. No, I love the straw story. Because the straw story, they can only get better. They started off awesome, and they always get better.
Well, Merlin Entertainment is phasing out.
Merlin Entertainment. That's just scary to begin with.
They own all the Legoland parks, and they're getting rid of straws. The company is switching to paper straws December 31st and are reviewing other single-use plastics within its operation. So let's go to the plastic straws
because they do no harm. But let's kill some trees because the trees are the reason we breathe. So they're right on the right. That's a good mark. That's good.
All right, so I got the nod from the radio show because you guys fucking said this was 44 fucking food stores. And you're talking about anal trees now?
Anal green. It's anal green. Get it right.
Trees.
We're talking about renewable energy at Starbucks. That's a food store. I can't help it. The company's called Anal Green.
Anal Green. Anal Green. And females got a boxwood. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Exactly.
Moving along.
I just thought that up. That was kind of cool. A female's got a boxwood. The man's got a tree. It works.
Democratic lawmakers in Washington State plan to introduce legislation to ban single-use plastic bags.
Democratic lawmakers. What else is there in Washington?
All plastic bags.
There's nothing.
No plastic bags in the food.
That's
network.
Why it rains so much. Now, ocean's blue. Well, water's blue. Well, Washington's blue because it's sad. Because there's no red in there.
Well, they're eliminating all plastic bags used in the grocery stores. You can only use a 10-cent paper bag that's been recycled. Passage of the bill will make Washington the second state in the U.S. after California to impose statewide ban on single-use plastic bags. So there you go.
I just can't get this. Who eats plastic bags? This is like a Food Network type of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why can't I mean, there's plastic. Okay, now no
so
no.
Come on,
honestly,
Frank. What are you getting at?
Okay, in McDonald's shakes, if you put one in the sun in August, you put it in, it will not melt. Why? Because there's plastic in it. Why can't they make edible plastic bags?
Exactly.
They probably could.
McDonald's shakes have it's edible plastic in McDonald's shakes. Why can't they make the goddamn bags out of the same shit that McDonald's puts in their shakes?
Exactly.
And drink it with a paper straw.
Oh, boy.
Son of a
next.
Moving along. The CDC has issued an update on salmonella outbreak linked to tahini products.
I've heard of it. What the hell's tahini? I've heard of it.
What's the hell's tahini? I've never been to the Bahamas. Come on. Go.
No, it's a tahini wax. That's...
No, tahini is used when you make...
A tahini wax? Wait, what'd you say?
What?
When you take... what do you call that shit? When you take chickpeas and mash it up, they call that what? Hummus,
oh, that's
right?
Hummus.
Wait, when you take a penis and mash it up, I don't know, dude. That's all you?
I thought, no, it's garbanzo beans. Yeah, the chickpeas. It's garbanzo beans. It's, I thought you made the hummus shit out of that.
You do, but tahini is an ingredient that goes in the hummus, and they have a recall on tahini products because of salmonella outbreak that's actually affected, that they had 5 cases in 3 states so far.
Oh, so that would be called a tahini hummer.
stay away from the tahini.
Yeah, just stay away from the tahini hummer. Always stay away from the tahini hummer. Yeah. Oh, I'll stop because I can go far. I'll be good.
John, this story, you're going to like this story. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Reed's Incorporated alleging breach of express warranty because the suit argues that the company's root beer and orange cream soda are falsely advertised as being preservative-free because they use citric acid in their drink.
These people are fucking
ingredient.
Morons. They're morons. They're fucking morons. Citric acid is a natural. Oh my god, it's like some people use the guar gum they think it's no, it's natural. It comes from a freaking it comes from a goddamn tree. It's natural. These people are freaking morons. They're gonna lose. Don't tell me they won. The only way they could win is the Ninth Circuit in California because they don't understand what the words mean.
But I want to remind you, this is the third story in this against 3 different companies because there's a bunch of whack jobs out there who are suing everybody who uses citric acid.
Yeah, because if they win one lawsuit, they don't have to live in mom's basement anymore.
All right.
Sue everybody. Just sue everybody. Sue everybody for stupid stuff.
They did a study.
Yeah.
93% of Americans live within 10 minutes of a convenience store. 86% of those live in rural areas, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Convenient location was cited. Yes?
It depends on the metrics of what you consider a convenience store. It really does.
What do you consider a convenience store? What do you consider a convenience store?
Me? I would consider that a port of the yard on the side of the road. It's convenient to be able to take a leak in that instead of getting pulled over on the side of the road for hanging my dick over the rail.
A convenience store? All right, guys.
You asked me a question, I answered
man.
It. That's pretty much it.
Anyway, convenient location was cited as the top convenience attribute for customers. They also like the idea that convenience stores have no lines, plenty of parking spaces close to the store, and the ability to order online. Nearly half.
Well, why would you have a parking space far from your store? That makes no sense. Here's the 7-Eleven. You got to park 3 blocks down. What is that? How's that? What? Come on.
Nearly half of all customers said they are in and out of the store with a purchase in under 3 minutes, while 21%
of the people
said
they're shoplifting. That's because they're shoplifting.
Yes. All right.
And they're all wearing hoodies.
All right.
They all got
all
hoodies.
Right. All right. Whoa, hold up. All right.
Park.
All right, hold up. I gotta go, guys. Too many beers. Talk to you guys later, all right?
You got it, man.
All right, later.
Anthony, I'll see you in April, dude.
See you in Ballard.
And that was Paris. All right, later.
Later.
All right.
I guess it's down to you and me, sweetheart.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm still thinking about that Kirk coming in.
You're coming. It's like, now you're going to get sexist about it, huh?
I know we talk about this every week, but it keeps coming up in the news, and it blows me away. Meal kit sales will likely $3.1 billion by the end of 2018. It's a 22% increase from 2017.
Because everybody's forgotten how to cook.
Oh well.
You see, the movie Quest for Fire. That's where man learned how to cook meat, and from there progressed, and men was able to eat better, and then. As of now, everybody forgot how to fucking cook. It's like a meal kit. It's called an MRE.
That's a $3.1 billion industry, so people are moving on.
I'm not saying it's not doing well. I'm just saying the people buying it are fucking lazy.
There's a company called Vitamin C, S-E-A, like ocean, Vitamin C. And they've received $600,000 grant from the USDA to develop a kelp-based additive for bread. Now, my question is, why do we need kelp in bread anyway?
We don't. Absolutely, we don't. And kelp, most of the kelp grows off of California, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And there goes California again. Yeah, we have to put kelp in everything because we have it and you guys don't, so we can make more money off of it. That's why we put the water rationing on our citizens. Yet the almond farms and the vineyards, they have plenty of water because that's what makes California grow. It's not the people; it's what we sell to them.
Well, the company received the grant in 2017 to show evidence of the feasibility of adding kelp to bread, and the grant is to phase in a second award to help the company develop a prototype of the new bread. I'm trying to figure out why do we need a kelp bread?
Okay. You don't have to fuck with bread. Bread has been around for 1,000 freaking years, if not more.
Exactly.
You don't have to fuck with bread. Leave the bread alone. In 1920, whatever, we had a slicing machine for bread. Huh. There's a lot of jokes about that, but it rings true. Bread is like the perfect food for sustenance for the human. Don't fuck with it. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Speaking of kelp, I'm going to talk about this romaine lettuce deal for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Everybody can eat it except California. Now, that's some funny shit. That was out today. I saw that one.
That was out today, and it looks like the consumers were getting sick based on the
geographic location.
Romaine.
And California cannot eat their romaine because they can't.
Yep. Central Coast of California, 43 people.
Somebody squatted on the lettuce.
You and I are right. I don't know why somebody just doesn't come out and say that. They're playing
Somebody copped a squat on the lettuce, and it got into the whole chain of ideas going throughout underground, making all the lettuce happy. Yeah, somebody copped a squat on the lettuce. Somebody shit on the lettuce, and the shit got around to the lettuce because it went to the grapevine. And then all of a sudden, bam-o, everybody's getting sick because the lettuce got sick because somebody shit on it. And that's what happened. News at 11.
That is news at 11. All right. Well, anyway, they have narrowed it down to California Central Coast. And along the same line, The FDA is partnering with the major trade associations to develop labeling. This is where, hey, I can sell some labels. Identify origin of harvest for romaine products, according to the FDA commissioner. The label will include FDA's ability to provide targeted information in the event of a future outbreak of the illness. So I
don't see a I do not see a problem with this, but yet I do, because you can make data sound any way you want it to sound. Let's say somebody is mad about somebody. Well, they put them out of business because, well, it goes back. The root cause is them. Why? Because the science says it is. Therein lies
the
problem with humans.
And in that same story, by the way, because the CDC and the FDA came out and told people, everybody, not to eat any romaine lettuce.
Right, none, no, zero, ugats, nothing. Yeah.
Zero. The companies that were affected by that are now suing for the fact that they were accused
they
of
were not,
a bad product. When
they were not from
correct.
The farm in Central California. And I totally agree with those farms. It's like you put out a blanket statement on Thanksgiving week. Think about that for a minute.
I know.
Thanksgiving week. That's when all the shit gets bought. Everything gets bought. Like the shelves are clear. And you put the black finger upon romaine lettuce across the country, and nobody buys it. You know? Okay. It's knee jerk reaction, but it's the fact that it was put out as protocol nationwide not to eat romaine lettuce. I find that to be a bit under the microscope. Like what?
And now, of course, there's a shortage of lettuce because of this, because the farmers decided not to plant winter crop of lettuce.
It could take
up to 12 months before the lettuce industry normalizes again due to what happened. Because I don't blame
most,
the farmers. They decided.
No, I don't blame. I don't blame them in the least. I don't blame them in the least. Yeast. I almost said yeast. I'm not Fleischmann's, but people a lot. Well, I'm probably gonna say most people don't understand how crops work. You just don't grow one. You grow one, and then you go from corn, and you go to something else. And you go, I don't know, I'm not going to go, because everything's all different all around the country. You go from one crop to another crop to another crop, because you want to be able to grow stuff all year. Well, you fuck up one crop, and you'd be basically plowed out of the ground because you've been told by the government you can't grow it. Well, that pretty much fucks up that whole field's utility for probably close to a year. Because you have to refertilize, lettuce will take these nutrients out of the ground. Well, when you dose the ground, you put in what it took out. Now you've thrown the whole chain of events off.
Yep.
Now I'm
it's
no farmer.
Crop rotation. Crop rotation.
Right.
They screwed up.
Right. I'm not an expert. I never claimed to be one. But it seems to me if you fuck up one crop, you fucked up an entire cycle of crops. Because the government told you to. Now, that's not cool.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened, and now it's going to be 12 months before everything gets normalized again.
Everybody's going to bitch and moan about the price. The price of vegetables went through the roof. What the fuck? Because the government told everybody romaine lettuce is evil. It's Satan on a plate. You got to get rid of it. No, don't buy romaine across the country. It was really kind of fucked up if you think about it.
All right, researchers have linked several kinds of produce to better memory in men, according to a study published in the Journal of Neurology. Scientists at Harvard University found that men who consistently ate leafy greens, orange and red vegetables, berries, and orange juice over a period of 20 years, Jesus, were more likely to have better memory skills than those who did not. The results
it was the same.
If they steer towards carrots, pumpkins, and spinach, they also saw a benefit.
And that was proven in World War II. This ain't nothing new. No, it was. No, it really was. No, I'm being totally honest. That was proven in World War II. Look at the diet. If you look at the diet that was given to the troops in World War II, they were all on point from what you just said. So Harvard just regurgitated something else, and they probably got millions of dollars in grant money to reproduce an existing, like, known. Yay.
Of course. All right.
Grant
We talked about McDonald's going through a remodel of all their stores. Well, they've put a halt to them. McDonald's has extended the timeline for all their U.S. store remodels because the company originally planned for most freestanding locations to be updated by 2020, but the franchisees are all pushing back, citing cash flow and financial concerns. Additionally,
what, you mean that people don't want to eat shit food anymore? Is that what?
Well, here's the funny part of the story is the locations that have remodeled have found that the projects took longer than projected, and the foot traffic and sales did not recover as fast as expected.
Because people found romaine lettuce, and they liked it.
All right. When is the last?
Honestly, people are weaning off of the Burger Kings and all that bullshit. They're weaning. You're always gonna have your core group that's gonna eat that crap every day of their lives. That's fine. You can't get rid of it. Good God. People have gotten smart. People also buy meal kits. So, there's a certain amount of populace I am part of that actually knows how to cook, can cook our own meals, can find time for it. It doesn't take 3 hours to cook a meal. And we're happy we did because it cost me one-tenth of what it would to eat out.
All right. When is the last time you've been to a Baskin-Robbins and ordered ice cream?
Baskin Robbins went away from here a few years back. Who bought that? Baskin Robbins was bought by, I forget the name. All the Baskin Robbins, they went to another company around here. Why's my phone beeping?
Baskin Robbins is trying to make a comeback.
Oh, shit, I'm low on battery. Oh, boy. Oh, look, it took my whole goddamn battery. Hold on a second. I got to get another phone. Otherwise, I'm going dead.
Okay, well, Baskin-Robbins is launching a next-generation store.
Okay, this is weird. I'm talking on the show and two phones. I've got stereo. This is crazy.
Well, there you go. Baskin-Robbins is launching a next-generation store in Fresno, California, with plans to open 6 to 10 new remodel stores in 2019. The format includes... elevating the prominence of its classic 32 flavors, adding handheld ice cream novelties, and upgrading the decor with modern fixtures and artwork. So Baskin Robbins is trying to make a comeback. Good luck.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm still trying to think of who took out the. Because we used to have Baskin Robbins all over the place around here, and 30 wonderful flavors. I'm trying to think who took him out. Hershey took him out. That's it.
Hershey took him out. Well, I can't tell you the last time I've been to one, but they're making a comeback in Fresno, California. Okay. Arby's.
Yeah, everything's making a comeback in California, especially the lettuce. Yeah, that's good.
Arby's is testing a pair of beer marinated chicken sandwiches in Augusta, Georgia, Minneapolis, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. The original beer can chicken sandwich and the tall boy sandwich are made with Molson Coors Brewing Company Miller High Life. And they're going to be testing that in those stores.
Molson Coors Miller High Life.
Yep.
Molson Coors Miller. Okay, how about a Heineken Robitussin? what the fuck?
I guess Molson Coors Brewing Company owns Miller High Life.
Coors bought Molson.
Okay. Well, that they got Miller High Life.
Where did Miller come in there?
I don't know, but they're part of the story.
Yeah, so be it. Yeah, whatever. That's fucked up. All right. Whatever.
The champagne of beer, but I know the alcohol gets cooked away when they make these damn things, but I find it interesting that they're
it would make so much more money. No. See, at Arby's, they're stupid. Well, first of all, the guy you've seen the commercials, it's the sandwiches. The guy talking, that's the guy from Bob's Burgers. That's Bob's voice. I don't know if you watch Bob's Burgers.
Right.
I love Bob's Burgers. I love that show. Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite cartoons. That's Bob. Bob's talking. Now, what they should do, okay, they got beer-soaked sandwiches. Well, what I picture is right before you serve it to me, you dip it in beer and hand it to me. So it tastes like beer. What you do is you give them a sandwich and give them a free beer to make their own beer sandwich. You make so much more money. You're giving so much more money. You make so much more money.
But they don't have alcohol license. But according to that earlier story we read, maybe they can bring their own beer.
Right. Now you're thinking.
There you go.
There it is.
Okay. Now you're going to love these next two stories, first of all, because the second story, it's the two stories that are related. The second story is going to prove that you and I are definitely fortune tellers. Week when we do this, we should have a crystal ball because we predict this shit.
I already do. It's a magic game ball.
All right. Well, first of all,
I drank it.
All right, you know those cashless stores that we've been talking about where people just walk in.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, those, don't, yeah, those are great. Yeah, that's great. You walk in, you walk out, nothing happens. Yeah, that's great.
Well, wait till you hear this story. A New York City Council member is planning to introduce legislation, and he's going to fine businesses that implement a cashless system. You know why?
Custer,
you ready for this?
Oh, no.
No. He argues the cashless business model excludes anyone who might not be able to afford smartphones loaded with digital currency or qualify for credit cards.
Yeah, it's New York. It's New York. It's Detroit. It's any big city. They'll all jump on this one. It's so fucking stupid. If you can't afford to buy something, don't go in the store. It's like, okay, well, I'm thinking about getting married. Can you afford a $500 ring? No, I get $10. Then don't go in the jewelry store. And it's that simple.
Well, yep, they're going. He's going to set up the bill so that they get fined if they set these up because people
That's
who can't
great.
Afford to shop there.
Yeah. And how much do you pay
now,
for those votes?
Here's the second story about these cashless stores that you and I have been talking about for months. You ready? Here you go.
And they suck.
Here's an actual study. For each 1% of sales at a fixed self-checkout machine, typical retailer will see stock losses increase by at least 1 basis point, according to a report from the NCR Corporation.
Now you got to explain basis point because a lot of people probably don't understand that jargon.
Well, okay, so for each 1% of sales, you're going to lose a basis point. How do I explain this in terms that would
right,
be
it's
understandable?
Right, it's not the easiest thing to explain. Yeah, that's why I let you do it.
a basis point has to do with profit margin and
it does.
Gross profit. And all that.
And I'll tell you, supermarkets don't have a high profit margin on per item. They go for like a lot of stuff.
Anyways, listen to this. Stores using scan-and-go technologies could see an increase of 0.7 to 10.4 basis points of additional stock losses because of the new technology. We've been saying this, John.
Yeah, we have. We have.
People are going to walk out of the damn store. And you know there's some criminal minds out there figuring out ways how they can shield the cult somehow.
Of course. Well, you know what's cool though. We have a Stop and Shop in Berkeley Heights, right, no, like 5 minutes away from our house. And I'll tell you, Stop and Shop around here, they got some really good prices on stuff. They really do. Hell, I was able to pick. Okay, check this out. This made no sense to me. Racks of ribs, baby backs, racks of ribs, previously frozen, whatever. They're not A1 certified, whatever. But these things, dude, I was able to get racks for $4. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
My freezer is now full of pork. by the amount of racks we bought, we got about 80 pigs in my basement. It was nuts.
Well, you know,
but anyway.
You weren't here a couple weeks ago, but we talked about that. The pork prices have dropped dramatically because of all the
tariffs,
deals that are going on.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get pork really cheap.
Well, it's just, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. It's like, dude, it was like $4 to $6 a rack. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I was like, gimme. And we did. And I actually made a really good dish. I tent them up, put them in the oven for a little while, and let them kind of just season them up. But let them get not totally cooked through. And then score them off the bone, just cut them off the bone, cube it up, and throw it into like Oriental salad or Oriental vegetables and rice and shit like that. Dude, that's good. The rib meat and doing like a stir fry with rib meat is really, really good.
Now would it cost you 10 times as much if you bought it in a meal kit?
Oh, damn right.
Okay.
MRE costs $1.
Now, John, I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you use Instagram?
Nope.
You better. Here's why. Instagram.
I'm on it. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of followers. I've never really been on Instagram, but I've been notified by Facebook and all these other things that I have thousands of followers and all these. Okay, good. Well, they already get my shit, so no. why do I got to go there?
If you want to attract what they call the Gen Z consumers, I guess that's the younger crowd.
Yeah, whatever.
You need to be on Instagram because they have found when researching restaurants and sharing food experiences, the Gen Z consumers all go to Instagram and discuss the products and give feedback about products. And it's the most used website when it comes to discussing food in that age group. They also care about sustainability as well as employer ideals, and also enjoy loyalty reward cards. So if you want to sell to the Gen Z consumers,
yeah,
loyalty
cards. So if I want to give them discounts and make them feel good about getting a discount on a product that I don't make a really high margin on, and I'm supposed to be all happy about that because I don't know about sustainability with a wing sauce, I should go to Instagram.
Yes.
Right.
That's exactly
it. Yeah. Guy, I'm right on that. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. It's on my
TV. Now, this is a weird story. One in six pints of milk produced around the world is lost or wasted, according to research conducted by Edinburgh University.
Oh, don't cry over spilled milk.
God, you beat me to the line, damn it.
Always looking for the pun.
It was calculated that the retailers, distributors, and consumers are responsible for half of the waste, and most is lost before even reaching the store.
On a sidetrack on that, well, I mean, you look at USPS and UPS breakage rates when you ship. How about spilled hot sauce? Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about the hot sauce guy.
This was based on the finished product. They actually said analysts have say that the actual waste at the dairies is upwards to 30% more due to the way that they handle milk inside the dairies. So we're wasting a lot of milk. Don't cry over spilled.
Yeah, I don't drink it, so I don't. It doesn't affect me in the least.
You know I don't either. It's funny. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a glass of milk.
My wife, she does milk for like cereal and stuff like that. That's great. I don't give a flying fuck about milk. The thing about milk is, okay, growing up, you had milk and you had skim milk. Those are the two.
Yeah.
That's what you had to choose from. Now, it's like going into Starbucks and not knowing what you want to order. You want 1%, 2%, 3%? Do you want the we got milk made out of almonds. How's that milk? Well, there's a lawsuit about that. It's not milk. All this bullshit crap. You have gluten-free milk. You got milk-free milk. You got milk. I have extra milk in the milk-free shit. There's so much bullshit in milk now. You go to buy a fucking quart of milk. I don't even – Maggie would ask me, yeah, while you're – if you're going down there to get whatever, grab me a quart of milk. Good. So I get there, and now I'm the idiot father. They all think I'm a father because I'm standing in front of the milk thing. Hon, what the fuck kind of milk do you want? We got about 84 to choose from. I'm used to two. You had milk and skim milk. That's it. What the fuck is the difference between 1% and 2%? Is it going to kill you? What? Oh, you must vape. I mean, where are we going with this? Is this fucking stupid?
You're so right.
There's my rant for the night. There's my rant for the night. So I'm like Lewis Black with the rants. Oh, Dios.
We've got 9 minutes. I got a couple
more.
We got
9 minutes, and I just had a rant on milk. You've done well, son.
Now, this is amazing. You know,
No, dude, do you agree with me? Buying milk today sucks.
There's so many
different kinds. It's like, is this gazelle milk or is this elephant milk? Who the fuck cares? Put it on your fucking cereal. Oh.
All right.
Damn it.
You know the brown cows
don't make chocolate milk.
You know the Brexit deal's coming up here. And because of Brexit in the UK, this is actually kind of weird. People have been stocking frozen foods due to this whole Brexit thing. They're literally, the Food and Drink Federation CEO literally says there is no more freezer space remaining in UK warehouses that can store frozen or chilled products in the near future due to the Brexit. They have filled up all the freaking freezers.
You know what? And I think Brexit is the best thing that ever happened in England. I really do, because the EU EU, it's like you got four countries supporting with money the EU, and you have a whole bunch of others that don't, and they suck from the teat. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what it is. You got a whole bunch of, you have a very limited amount of paying countries, and you have a whole bunch more of sucking countries, and that's not cool. And
no.
England doesn't want to be part of that, and I don't blame them.
It's coming, and they're stocking up all the foods in the freezers just in case they can sell products to their, because it's a big deal about the changeover of the currency. So it's going to be a mess.
Well, no, but that's been coming for a couple of years now. It's like, come on. Okay, last minute. Okay, great. But whatever. I think Brexit's a good thing for England. I really do. We may have people that don't think I do the way I do. I don't care. This is America. I can say what I want to say because I'm allowed. But anyway, I think England's doing a good thing about getting out of the mess. The EU is not a good place to be. How many countries? Let's say 12, just to make it simple. Out of the 12, three pay for the other nine. So
do you want to talk about pig shit turning into electricity, or do you want to talk about Brexit?
Oh yeah, oh go! Give me the pig shit. Give me the Edison. Yeah, give me.
Smithfield Foods has partnered with Dominion Energy to form Align Renewable Natural Gas. The joint venture initial projects in North Carolina, Virginia, and Utah, they will use a technology known as anaerobic digestion to capture methane emissions from hog farms.
Yes, I know the I actually know the process. This is fucked up. All right.
Yep. Renewable energy from pig shit to heat homes and power local industries. It's coming. There you go.
That's why. No. Oh, boy. Yeah, pig shit puts out a bunch of fucking nasty gas. It does. When you fart, when you actually eat a whole bunch of pork at some big outing, dude, I'll tell you what, you're shitting out there, you're farting out shit that should not exist. That is golden shit. That's the methane stuff, and that makes money. I'll tell you what, if they could turn pig farts and pig shit into energy, why wouldn't you do it? And the price of pork would go down. More dollar racks of ribs.
I agree.
And you can't eat red meat because you got bitten by the evil vegan tick, and you would love to have dollar of rack ribs.
But I can eat pork. I just can't eat beef.
Right.
Right. All right.
That's a gay movie. Like a don't. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, what story do I want?
I can eat pork, but I can't eat beef. Ha ha! I am a resilient one. Anyway, what?
All right, here's the last story of the night.
Uh-oh.
France, the country of France, was named the most food sustainable country in the world, according to the Index of Economist Intelligence Unit of the Barilla Center for Food and Nutritional Foundation.
Way too many words. We call that grant money. Grant money. We paid you to say this. Now, say that again. How many words were in that? Once again, I have to hear that again in full.
Okay. The Economist Intelligence Unit and the Barilla Center for Food and Nutrition Foundation.
That's bullshit. That dude, it's like, why can't you call Food Inc.?
France topped the list due to its measures to tackle food waste, promote healthy lifestyles, and adopt eco-farming techniques. The Netherlands,
sure.
Canada, Finland, and Japan rounded out the top five. Guess what the highest-ranking low-income country was?
What?
Rwanda.
Hey, man. Hey, at least you're on the charts for something.
That's right. Rwanda was.
You know,
was,
I mean, so, hey. Sometimes you got to accentuate the positive.
And on that note, we're out of time. So thank you for joining us. Thank you.
I actually had a good time today. I had some of the DEF CON boys on. This is good. It was from a post I put up tonight, and we were talking about the wing sauces and stuff like that. That all came from one little post tonight on Facebook. Perhaps I should do this again.
If you want to see these stories, there's other stories I didn't get to. You can see them on the blog. Check with us next Friday night. Are we going to still have a round robin phone call? People can call in. You want to do that next Friday night?
I think it'd be kind of fun. Let's see what happens. I mean, we've never really done this in any effective manner for how many years?
Too many. Seven.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So we're doing experimental programming. How about that?
All right.
Well,
I'll
come up with a better title. Maybe I can get some grant money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bring the milk.
Yeah, bring the milk.
All right.
Bring the milk. I want the almond milk.
It's your turn. We're out of here.
It's a bitch to milk an almond, you know.
Do your thing. Say your thing so I can get out of here.
Hey, my thing. I'm looking at my thing. It's hanging low. All right. People, pleasure being with you tonight. We're going to talk to everybody and probably see everybody through our own mind's eye next Friday when we do it all again. Same bat time, same bat channel. See you next week. I'm out of here.
See you guys.
Courageous Cat in Minnemouth!